This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we dig further in Genesis, the book of beginnings, with Take Your Son, On the Mountain of the Lord, Promise Renewed, Death of Sarah, and Burial of Sarah. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth.
Our God shall come, he is not in silence.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Make his path straight.
Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness. From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemns sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
He shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand.
The Small Catechism, page 323. What is the third article?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
What does this mean?
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the third In our catechetical sermon series on the Apostles' Creed, today we focus on the third article based on Romans 8. Please be seated. All the wonderful work of Christ to redeem sinners would be for naught if sinners, which is the subject of the second article, the redemption, would be for naught if sinners didn't believe in Christ and come to faith, receiving this salvation. But we are born in the condition of being slaves to sin, enemies of God, having a will that's bound to sin, without power to choose the true God over all of the false gods, to choose good over evil. As St. Paul writes in our text that we just heard, "For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot." Thus, Luther states, as we just confessed, we cannot by our own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord, or come to him. It is much easier for humans to believe that there is a fat guy in a red suit with reindeer who on one single night can deliver all the Christmas gifts all over the world than it is to believe that Jesus is the eternal Son born of the Virgin Mary to be our Savior from sin. So how can this dilemma, redemption accomplished but not benefiting unless it's received by faith, how can that dilemma be answered? The answer is the Holy Spirit. Yes, as St. Paul writes in our reading, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the authority of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the authority or law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in you who walk not according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Did you hear that wonderful news? The authority, literally the nomos, the law, but here I would translate it authority, of the Spirit of life. Who's the Spirit of life? The Holy Spirit has set you free in Christ Jesus from the authority or law of sin and death. How can this happen? How can this great thing happen? As Luther explained, and we just confessed, the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. With each word of God that is proclaimed into your ears, especially the very name of God that was joined with water in your baptism, the Holy Spirit is at work both to create and sustain the miraculous faith and the wonderful life in Christ, as Jesus taught. So one can say that just as Jesus is all about the way of knowing about the Father, so also the Holy Spirit is all about testifying to Jesus. As Jesus taught, "But when the Paraclete comes, I will send to you, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness concerning me." Not concerning himself, concerning me. And that's why the Holy Spirit is sometimes called the shy person of the Trinity. He directs attention not to himself, but to the Son. And a true Holy Spirit is church. A true Holy Spirit church is not one whose every breath is about the Holy Spirit, but who testifies to the Son in every season and in every Lord's Day. A Holy Spirit church is one that testifies to the Son who came in the likeness of sinful flesh, but was without sin, as Paul says here, so that our sin could be paid through his death. A Holy Spirit church is one that testifies to Jesus, who comes to live his new life, his holy life in each of us. As Luther writes, in the same way he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. One of the reasons I chose this text from Romans is because of the beautiful manner in which it proclaims the unity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Listen once again to the titles that St. Paul gives to the Spirit in this text. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Do you hear all the variety of ways in which Paul refers to the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the Father who raised Jesus from the dead? Yes. Who dwells in you? If the Holy Spirit is in you, then Christ is in you, and you have access to the Father through that Son. The Holy Spirit being in you is not only a blessing for your spirit, which becomes eternally alive through the Holy Spirit, but that Spirit is also a blessing to your body. It's not just a spiritual blessing, it's also a physical blessing. Because it's a blessing to your aging and decaying body, and some of us feel it a little bit more than others with each passing decade, because he who raised Jesus from the dead will also raise your body to be like unto Christ's glorified, resurrected body. Yes, no Planet Fitness regimen of the new year can deliver this. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ Jesus. Christmas Eve is 1 week away from this evening. In spite of how the Hallmark movies depict the Christmas season, the 12 days of Christmas are one of the most difficult times of the year for those suffering depression, anxiety, or other emotional and mental challenges. It's also difficult just for those who have lost loved ones recently or in the distant past. I would like you to imagine, just for a few moments, how much different your Christmas season would be if you weren't united to the Holy Trinity, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and he wasn't central in your life. Imagine if you did not know that you were a special creation of God, wonderfully made by the Creator, who loves you with an everlasting fatherly love that far surpasses the love of any human father, Imagine if the only gifts you received were wrapped in shining paper under a tree, and you did not receive the gift of God in human flesh, wrapped in swaddling clothes, who comes to sinners again this Christmas, wrapped in words, wrapped in bread and wine, giving forgiveness of sins, everlasting life, and future resurrection. Imagine what this season would be like if the Holy Spirit had not brought you to faith, united you with Christ and his church, and dwells within you, empowering your daily battle against sin and Satan and this world. I don't want to begin to imagine such a Christmas, such a life, and neither do you. Thanks be to the Father who has given you the Spirit, who has united you with this Jesus Christ. Instead, our mission is to testify to this Holy Trinity and the blessed life that he offers to all this Christmas and each and every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In our prayers, we remember Vicar Kyle Bliss and family as they mourn the sudden death of his brother, Jordan. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Kyle and all who mourn the death of his brother Jordan, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my
Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, for your Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my things in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.